We are on Nun Zion of an Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. Last word on the line is Sha'at. So more Nidarim that a husband takes about his wife. So he says, so if he says Sha'at Osa, Eini Ochel Ad HaPesach, Sha'at Osa Eini Miskasa Ad HaPesach. So he says, if anything that you make, I'm not going to eat until Pesach. Anything that you make, I'm not going to cover myself with. I mean, clothing, I'm not going to wear until Pesach. So Asa Salafin HaPesach, which he made before Pesach, Mocha Lecha Ol Yiskasa Acher Pesach. So then he's allowed to eat it and wear it after Pesach, because he only said, I won't eat it or I won't use it ad haPesach. So if it's so then after Pesach he's able to use it. Sha'at Osa ad haPesach eini ochel, v'sha'at Osa ad haPesach eini miskasa. But if he says anything that you make until Pesach, I won't wear. It doesn't say how long you won't wear it for. V'sha'at Osa ad haPesach, and that we make until Pesach eini miskasa. Sorry, I won't eat. And then he says, anything that you make until Pesach, I won't wear. Also, Salifnei HaPesach, which he made it before Pesach. Also, Lecha Ol Yiskasos Achar Pesach. So then, if she, you know, makes them before Pesach, like he said, so then he can't wear them or eat them ever. I mean, meaning once Pesach comes, he can't, you know, then afterwards, he's forbidden to eat or to wear them, you know, ongoing. Fine. Okay, next case we've actually seen, we saw a long time ago. Sha'nenisli ad haPesach im holeches lebeis avich ad haChag. So he says the following. So he says, you can't get benefit from me until Pesach if you, let's assume, like, just for the purposes of the conversation, let's assume we're sitting like before Purim, okay? And he says, if you get, you will not get benefit from, you can't get benefit from me after Pesach. Im holechas lebeis avich ad haChag. And if you go to your father's house at some point before Sukkot, okay? So I guess he could go in direct, but let's assume that it's he means so starting now, let's say Purim time, until Sukkot, you can't go to your father's house. And if you do, then you can't get benefit from me already after Pesach. Okay? So the triggering moment is well after the time where she's starting to become actually come forbidden. Right? The actual trigger is much later. So,
not a Pesach right now, after a Pesach.
Right. But
until Pesach.
Right, but I'm saying the Hana is forbidden until Pesach if she goes to her father's house
later.
Right. After Sukkot. Right, until Sukkot, at some point between now and Sukkot. So Hachlif Nea Pesach, if she goes before Pesach, Asur Bahana so Ad HaPesach. So she talks, so right away she goes. So right away she says, forget you, I'm going to my father's house. And she goes to her father's house. So immediately what happens, she becomes, now that she went, so she becomes, again, the going to her father's house wasn't Asur. He just said, if you go, this is what's going to happen. So she goes before Pesach, so she's activated the Isur Hana, and now she can't get Hana from now until Pesach. Fine. So Shuvah Natsa Ad HaPesach. La'achar HaPesach, the Lamed. So Achar HaPesach, but, and if she does get benefit for him from him after Pesach, right, which he wasn't supposed to.
If
she goes Achar HaPesach, so then, Bebaya Chal Dvaro. So then, she's going to violate Baya Chadvaro. But then she doesn't violate Baya Chadvaro by going. She violates it if she gets benefit.
Well, like you said, the trigger was even after.
She already got benefit. Mm-hmm. Correct, exactly.
It's a trickier case, right?
Right.
Because now she already, the so-called penalty period has already elapsed, but now she's
I'm just saying the mission doesn't totally say that beferish, right? It doesn't say that, it doesn't say that word, but it has to be that, right? So the point is, achar ha-pesach, right, if she goes, probably the Mefarish has Halcha Achar HaPesach. If it's that, for that reason. I think so. Yeah. If she go, that's why, V'arei hinenis mimenu kodem HaPesach. Right? Says, see the Mefarish there on top? If she goes after Pesach, but she got benefit before Pesach, Nimsa overes b'loy achal dvaro. Turns out she violated the nether, right? But mashenan nes bimenu korma pesach. But again, it's retroactive, right? The mafreya turns out that she did that, right? Sharei hu hidira ad pesach. His nether was you can't get benefit until Pesach. So if she goes at some point after Pesach to visit her father, and it turned, she got benefit from now until Pesach, so all that time turned out l'mafreya, that all that time she violated by achal dvaro because she got benefit. Fine.
But in this whole scenario, she hasn't said anything. It was the husband.
Husband said it. Yes, husband. The husband's forbidding her from getting benefit from him, which we've seen that people can do, right? You can get benefit from me. Not going to do that. It's not special to their relationship as a husband and wife, right? It's just that anybody could say, you can't can make a, take another, you can't benefit from my produce or my things or whatever. I can make him forbidden to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whole separate conversation.
Yeah. Good. Okay, so let's keep going. Sha'ad nesli ad ha-chag, im holeches at leves avich ad ha-pesach. Okay, so that's a similar case. But now he says, but it's flipped the times. He says, you can't get benefit from me until Sukkos if you go to your father's house sometime between now and Pesach. Okay? Fine. So ha'ach ha-lifnei ha-pesach, if she goes before Pesach, Asura Bahana Asuanachak. So then she's activated it, and now she has that Isarana all the way until Sukkos. Muteras Lelich Achra Pesach, but she's permitted to go to her father's house after Pesach. It's not just that she's permitted to go, he never forbade her to go. But the point is that if she here's Muteras Lelich Achra Pesach, it's a little confusing. It doesn't mean that she's permitted to go. It means that if she would go after Pesach, she wouldn't activate the Isarana. That's what it really means, right? Fine. Because she'd say, you made it also for me to go to my father's house. You said, no, I didn't. you're permitted to go to your father's house. But if you go, now you're forbidden to get benefit from me. That's all. Fine. But okay.
But who is the... He's making a netter that she... If she does something...
So she's forbidden to him.
Is she not allowed to receive benefit? Or is he not allowed to provide...
To provide benefit. Well, it sounds like she can't receive benefit because that's the
so we're holding her responsible for something
he says. Yeah. If she wouldn't know about it, Lechor, you couldn't hold her responsible.
Right. So which one gets Malkus?
You're not going to get Malkus for violating a netter because a netter is... That's a good question. The Isser is the action. Yeah, so maybe she would. It would sound like she would. Right? How can that be? He's the one who said it.
Didn't we have that? Like it's like Zayla, like because if she's taking something that she's not permitted to, we had that like months ago.
Yeah, we talked about this long. Yeah, right. Yeah, correct. I mean, you have to understand the violation of a neder that someone else takes as he's made it like konam, right? It's like I can declare with my mouth, right? I can declare something
right. So
that's hectish.
I say it's on me because I can't provide for you.
No.
So if I provide, it's on me.
But I can change the power of my words, right? Not to get Drasha on you, right? But the power of it's a little early for that. But the power of my word, my lashon,
yeah,
is that I can actually make something usher for you. Right? I make it usher. I can make it usher for me. I can make it usher for you. But I can actually change the status of the item by the things that I say. So I can declare something konam, right? And now you can't benefit from it. Right? You wouldn't question the fact that I could say this animal will go to the Beis Hamikdash,
right?
And a person says such a thing. That now you can't get better. You agree with that, right? So it's the same thing, right? That's also weird. We just get more comfortable. We're like, oh, of course. It's
quite hectish. If you make an animal hektish, right? And I shech the animal and
you violate Mila.
It's on me.
It's on you.
Because I did some.
I'm the one who said it.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't say it. Right? Yeah. Same thing, right?
We had that whole machlokes.
It's equally strange, right. But it's true.
Yeah.
We had Rav Nachman and Rabbi Huda. There's
a note, yeah?
We had, like, on Daf, what was it, like, Tesbav?
Right? 40 Daf ago, you guys don't remember?
Well, no.
It's not in this volume, John.
When the mission states that she's forbidden to write that benefit, if she went, it means that she's subject to Malkus for doing so.
Right.
Since the Kohen has gone into effect.
Right. And by the way, you could have said, a nether is a Lav She'im Bo Maisa, something you said with your words. The answer is not true, because it's something that you... do. In order to violate it, you have to do something.
Yeah.
I was set out of mind. Yeah, exactly. Good. No, but good. I'm glad it's drudging up those same questions that we had all the way back there, which is true. It's a very, I don't know what to call it strange, it's very powerful, right? This idea that he makes a declaration and now she violates it. She does. So it's a different question. What happens if she doesn't know? Right? He asked her on certain things. You know, does the Isser apply to her when she doesn't know about it? Or maybe it's true, but it's only it's bonus because she didn't know. But or is it not at all until she finds out? But yes, in Echonami, it's a good point. Good. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Ha'omer li'ishto kodam ma'isli yadach yadich alai konam hein al-pi konam hein la'fi. This is the whole original case. Right? The person... not the first case, but the first case of the wife case. Okay. Fine. Konam getting you ma'isli yadach. So Yishmael ish kvar yama va'amir la ish kvar dima. So Yishmael, a person from a place called Kfar Yama, or that means it's a place like a kfar near the sea, or it just means Kfar Dima, which is the name of a place. Hela biyado batzel, she ikru bishvis. Okay, so he's holding in his hand an onion that was removed from the ground during Shemitah. Venato bishminis, and then it was replanted during the eighth year, meaning it's during the year it's not Shemitah. Verabu gidulav al ikaro. And when it regrew, so it grew again, right? You put it in the ground, now it starts to grow again. So the amount of growth that happened during Shminis was way more than the amount of growth that happened, or at least more than the growth that had happened before that. So it more than doubles in size, let's say, right? V'hachik kamabayle, and this is what he asked. Gidulav heter vikaro asar, right? The new growth is permitted. The original growth was usr. Why is it usr? Just by the way, vegetables that grow during Shemitah are not fundamentally forbidden to use. Right? They have kedusha shvius, not necessarily forbidden usr, but there's a halacha called biur, right? That after a certain time periods, depending on the item, and for every fruit and vegetable, the time of biur is different. You can only use it for a certain time, then it has to be destroyed. Right? It has to be burnt. So we're assuming the zman biur has already arrived for this onion. So it's really usr to eat. Right, from the original onion yesterday, but now that it grew all this extra growth in the ground during the heter time. So now, what happens? Is it now permissible to eat? Fine. So asla kaima di Rabbi Ami. So he came in front of Rabbi Ami. Lo hava biyade. He didn't have the answer in his hands. He didn't know what to say. Asla kaima di Rabbi Yitzchak. Yab nafcha. They went then to Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha. I love when the Gemara tells us that. By the way, I just think it's like very. I'm just saying. It's like it's good. There's a Rashi this past week. And Rashi says, I don't know what this comes to yet. You know, so it's important. It's important. They went to Rabbi Ami. He didn't know. Good. So they went to Rabbi Yitzchak. We don't believe it, that every Amora and every Tana is perfect. They knew everything. They're total geniuses. And you know, they were. But not, you know, some they didn't know. That's okay. I was like, okay, you could just tell me, Asla Kamad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. He didn't have to tell me the first part. That he went to the first guy he didn't know. Right? Fine. So Asla Kamad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. They went to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Pasha Lei Min Hada. And he answered from the following case. The Amba Rabbi Chanina. Teresa, Rechanina Teresa, Amar Rabbi Yanai, said the name Rabbi Yanai, Batzel shall Truma, Shenatu, Virabu Gidulav, Ali Karo, Mutter. If you have a Batzel, that is Truma, right? So you had a whole bunch of onions, and you took off some for Truma, which is Aster for a person to eat, unless they're a Kohen, right? And then you took that same onion, which is already has the status of Truma, would be forbidden for any Zar to eat. And what happened? You planted it, and now it grew more. Then it was initially mutter, meaning it's permitted to that, now becomes permissible to anyone. Wow, so what do you see? If it now grows extra and grows more than what I had originally grown, so now it becomes no longer truma, now it's mutter. Okay, so that's true. It sounds like our original question would be the same thing. The shvius onion, which now grew a lot and became a shminis onion, should be permissible also. Fine. So amle rivya v'item rivzirika shavik mar tren v'avid kechad. And some say, because what you, it's nice that you have one Amora who's makel here, but there's actually two who are machmir who you haven't paid attention to, and you just said no problem mutter. What do you mean mutter? You have two others who disagree. Man ninu train. Who are these two? What do you mean? I'm Rabbi Yevo. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yalda shesivcha bizkena. So you have a fruit, an old, a new tree, which was wrapped up grafted with a old tree. Okay, so what's happening here? Take a look at the Ran, just to the right of where we are. Yalda shesavcha bizkena, yalda shalo avru alea gimel shanim. Okay, if it hasn't yet had 3 years, so it's going to be, you know, we're going to have orla shalos related to this. right? V'ktsatza v'yakiva b'netiyah zakeinah, and now you cut it down, you cut it from the ground, and now grafted it with an older tree. She'avru aleha gimoshanim,
it had already 3 years. Uba peros,
and this tree, the original tree, has had fruit on it. She'ilu lo hayu ba peros, aminu beperak mishuach mechama the yalda she'zavcha b'zakeina betela. So if it didn't have any fruits on it, we would leave it alone. It would become batel to the older tree, but it had fruits already. And if it had fruits already, that means for sure it hasn't had 3 years already of fruit bearing. And the whole tree is only 3 years old, so it's for sure hasn't had more than that of fruit. So the fruit should be orla, and now it's mixed together with an old tree. Okay. So it continues the Gemara. So we said, "I'm Revi, I'm Yochan, Yalda Shesivcha v'Zakena Uba Peros." Alpha Pisho Sifa Masayim Aser. Even though it's grown, added 200 times, it's still Aser. Meaning, says the Ran, "Alpha Pisho Sifa Osam Peros Begidulin Masayim Amasha Hayu Kodem Shesavcha Aser." 200 times larger than it was before. It started as little tiny fruits, and now they grew up to these big giant fruits. It doesn't matter. Meaning, what do you see? If Ikaro is Asar, if it was fundamentally Asar, stays Asar, even if it grows now in a more mutter way. For Amr Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachmani, by the way, you could argue this case is a little different because it's still like stayed on the initial tree. It's just that it, but the point is that its initial status, but the reason you wouldn't say that is because the point that the Ram makes is that the Gemara otherwise says that the Yalda will become batal to the Skena, usually. So usually we would say, forget about it, it's like the old tree. So we don't say that here. For Amr Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachmani, Amr Yonasan, Batzel Shenatu Nato Bekerem V'Nekar Akerem Aser. So let's say you had onions, you had an onion planted somewhere, you took an onion, you planted it in a vineyard. So if you plant it too close to the vineyard, what's going to happen? It's going to become Aser because of Kalayim, right? And that onion is forbidden for eating. Okay. So he says, but let's say you took out the vineyard, right? Alpha b'shenekar akerim. Look at the Ran. Alpha b'shenekar akerim. It's like the last of the medium size lines. Alpha b'shenekar akerim. V'gadol achakach beheter. And then it grows afterwards. Beheter. There's no vineyard anymore. It's still aser, right? Amagidulin kevan shemina ikerhem yotzin hem yotzin harei hem kamahu. So again, another example where fundamentally it grew be'isser. So the fact that it grows more beheter doesn't make a difference to me. Fine. So it sounds like we have two opinions that are against. That would say that our case of the onion that regrows during Sheminis would be us. Fine. So hadar asa l'kaima derbi ami upashalei minada. So then he went. So the point is that you're stuck. I don't know which one to say because you have opinions in both directions. Hadras like how Rabbi Yami. So now he went to Rabbi Yami. Upashalei minadani. Answer from this case. The Amr Yitzchak Amr Yonachanan litra b'selim, a litra of onions. Shetikna.
You did have an answer.
What? Rabbi Yami. Yeah. Now he has an answer. And now he has an answer. Yeah.
You do all the work.
I'll have to tell you. Yeah. Good point. He didn't. Good. Even better. Right. He didn't have it before, and now he has one. Good. Right. Even better. Right. Kept working. He found an answer. Litra b'tzalim shetikna vizara mit aseres lefi kula. Okay, so you take a litra, a certain measurement of onions, and you had tikna. I mean, you had made it already. You had separated trumas and maestros. Yeah, shehifrish trumasa umaestrosa, says the Ran. Okay, mit aseres lefi kula. So what does that mean? You're going to take trumas and maestros. Oh, sorry, vizara. Look at the Ran. Lefisha yesh ba'osa litra kamet betzalim v'hu nota eilech ve'eilech shayich balashon zriya. So he's not like planting them really, but he's like putting them down in the ground in different places. Okay, he spreads them all out. So the rule is, mit aseres yifi kula. Look at the Ran. It says, lefisha gidulin v'ha'ikar. Right, you're going to take meiser again from all of it, meaning it's going to grow. If it's going to grow more, you take meiser from the whole thing. Ama asu gidulin hamichuyavin umevaldnes ha'ikra ha'pater. Right. So initially, what was planted there were things that already had trumas and maestros taken. So it should be pater from trumas and maestros. But now, once you planted them again, when you take trumas and maestros, you have to take it from everything again. Okay. So what do you see? So back to the Gemara. Alma Osan gidulin mivatle nikar. So what do you see? You see that the gidulin, you know, mivatle the initial. Again, seems to be a reason to be machmir. Again, fine. So he responds, or the Gemara responds, dimulachum rishani. Okay, but maybe this case is not a, it's not really usur. You don't really, we're not really required to take maaser. Maybe we're machmir. We don't know how much, we're nervous, whatever. So he said, to be machmir, take trumas and meshes again. But maybe it's only to be machmir, but really fundamentally, it wouldn't be true. So look at the round. Dimulachum rishani. La'olam em lacha de medina lo asu gidul meval nikar. Maybe it's not true. The other rabba, harehim kamohu. El dahacham yishum chumra ba'alma. I'm reading the mevadin. We just want to be careful, so we say it's batel, but it's not really batel. So if that's case, if that's true, we're going to need another answer, and we're going to find that answer next week on Daf and Ches. Okay.